Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you need. If you'd like to get the paper, it's a free subscription. You can get it through the United States Postal Service as an individual copy. You can also get a bundle of the papers sent to your congregation if you'd like. Or we can send you the paper as a PDF through your email. Just get a hold of us and let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to our list. I want to read an article to you today from the September 1982 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. This article was written by Harold Turner, and the article asks the question, "When is one saved by faith?" This is a good question, one that needs to be answered, and it kind of is in line with what we've been going through in our expose of Reformed theology and Calvinism, because it talks about when salvation occurs, what is faith, and things like this. So here we go. With some people, the idea of salvation by faith must eliminate all other things as being essential to salvation. Some have expressed the idea in this way, salvation by faith plus nothing. But even those who advocate this view will not hold to it. If asked, must a person love God in order to be saved? They answer yes. If asked, must a person repent of his sins before he can be saved? They also answer yes. If asked, if one must confess the Lord with his mouth, the Lord Jesus? They also answer yes. So even though they claim to believe in salvation by faith alone, they do not hold to this view. Salvation by faith includes love, repentance, and the confession of Christ. If this is true, if salvation by faith does include these things, then perhaps it could include other things. We should want to know what is included in this idea of salvation by faith. When is one saved by faith? In John 3:18, the Bible states, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." From this statement, there should be no question but that we are freed from condemnation by faith. But does simply believing in Christ alone free one from condemnation? Is there nothing else involved other than our believing? Romans 8:1 and 2 states, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." To be free from condemnation, we must be in Christ. Since it is sin that brings condemnation upon us, we must be made free from sin before we are free from condemnation. In Romans 6:17 and 18, Paul said that one is made free from sin when he obeys from the heart the form of doctrine that Paul had delivered. One is not made free simply by believing this form of doctrine, but by obeying it. What is this form of the doctrine that Paul preached? We know from 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4 that the doctrine Paul preached was the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. To be made free from sin and thereby condemnation, we must obey a form of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. The word form is derived from the Greek word tupos and is defined as the representation or pattern of anything. In Romans 6, 3-6, Paul clearly shows what this form is and how we obey it. He shows that we die to sin, are buried in baptism, and then raised from the baptism to walk in a newness of life. In verse 5 he stated, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." We are made free from sin when we have put to death the old sinful person, bury the man into the death of Christ, and are raised from the grave of baptism to a new life in Christ. Thus, we are free from condemnation when we, by faith, are baptized into Christ. Another scripture that shows a blessing through faith is John 3:36, which states, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." There should be no question but that eternal life depends upon our having faith in Christ. But is our believing in Christ the only condition to receiving eternal life? We know that it is by faith that we have this life. But the question is, when by faith do we receive everlasting life? Do we receive this life before we repent of our sins? Do we receive it before we come to the Lord? Do we receive it before we confess Christ before others? If any one of these is required, then we do not receive it by faith alone. In 1 John 5:11 through 12, the Bible states, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." This passage identifies the place where we receive eternal life, that being in Christ. Until we get into Christ, we do not have life. How do we get into Christ? Romans 10:10 teaches that both belief and confession are essential. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Acts 11:18 shows that God grants repentance unto life. Both Romans 6:3 and Galatians 3:27 state that we are baptized into Christ. Since eternal life is in Christ, and we are baptized into Christ, it must be at this point that we receive this blessing by faith. Faith, confession, and repentance are all unto, that is, in the direction of. But baptism puts us into Christ, where we receive the blessing of eternal life. In Acts 15:9, Peter, speaking about the Gentiles, said, "And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith." This passage clearly states that hearts are purified by faith. But we question, when by faith? In 1 Peter 1:22, Peter wrote, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth." Evidently, these two passages refer to the same thing. They refer to purifying the heart or soul from sin. This blessing is accomplished by faith, but only when faith causes one to obey. There are many blessings that are ours to enjoy because we believe in Jesus. Our faith is the basis upon which we receive them. However, none of the blessings promised by faith are promised by faith alone. Notice, for example, how this is applied to our justification. In Romans 5:1, Paul states, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, notice from James 2:24 how that God does not want us to misunderstand and misapply this statement. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. So, while one is justified by faith, it is not by faith only. James shows that our faith must be coupled with works of obedience before it will bless us. In verse 14, James asks, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him?" Faith without works of obedience cannot save, but when we put our faith into action by doing the will of God, then we will be saved and blessed by faith. If we want to properly understand and apply God's Word, we must not read a verse and jump to the conclusion that this one verse is all that the Bible has to say about the matter. The Bible does teach that we are saved by faith in Jesus, but it also teaches that there are other things that are essential to being saved. Faith that does not lead one to love God will not save. Faith that does not lead one to repent of his sins will not save. Faith that does not lead one to confess his faith in Christ before others will not save. And faith that will not lead one to be baptized will not save. Whatever the Bible teaches about salvation must be applied. May we learn to search for all that the Bible has to say on any subject before we make a decision about its meaning. Alright, so again, that article's from the September 1982 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, and it was written by Brother Harold Turner. And I think he hit a couple of things, probably intentionally. Obviously, he deals with the issue of salvation by faith, but he also talks about other things that are necessary. But one thing that I picked up as I was reading this article is that he deals with hermeneutics. He deals with the idea of how to properly interpret Scripture. You can't just take one verse and say, well, that's what it means, and disregard all other Bible passages on it. And of course, faith, the subject of faith is a perfect example of that. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this reading. Again, if you'd like to receive the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and find out how you can do that. If you've not yet subscribed to our podcast, go to podbean.com or go to your app store on your Android or Apple device, download the Podbean app for free, and then search for Fulton County Gospel News. Well, thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.